This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, these objects, commonly found in the bathroom, cause more injuries than razor blades.
Wow.
You probably used one this morning.
I'm going to guess and say it's those loofahs.
Loofahs, boy, I don't like those.
Oh, they feel rough. I think a bar of soap. You ever dropped one in the shower and stepped on it and slid right?
Okay. Curling iron.
Oh. In the shower?
Oh,
it'll
not
kill you.
He said bathroom, I
no,
thought.
Bathroom. Yeah.
Oh,
bathroom.
I thought you said in the shower. Well, I did that all wrong.
Okay. No, it's your Q-tips, your cotton swabs. More injuries than razor blades.
I guess that's why I thought of the razors in the shower. And you know why I thought of that is because my wife has these ones that hang on the shower wall on the glass. And it'll fall off sometimes. And you step on it because your eyes are closed.
Oh,
and you cut half your heel off. Stop. I'm missing two or three heels.
Oh, man. Well, if you feel the need to clean your child's ears, step away from the cotton swab.
Yeah, don't do that.
Well, you know what? A lot of parents do. I'm guilty of it. It takes just a small movement to puncture the eardrum. And almost all of patients...
What did you say?
Yeah, I know.
Huh?
They say if you have like a punctured eardrum or some injury from putting a Q-tip in your ear, those injuries could lead to hearing loss, dizziness, balance problems, Tom, and facial nerve paralysis.
And hearing loss, too.
And hearing loss, yes. But many of the manufacturers of the Q-tips and cotton swabs, they have labels on them that say we should not do that.
No, that's not true. All of them have that label. And all of them say, don't put this in your ear. And you're like, that's the only reason I buy these is to put them in my ear.
I know. Mm-hmm. But you know what? There's other uses for them, like, you know, dip them in alcohol or something to, you know, take care of an injury. Or a boo-boo.
Yeah, okay. I've used them for scratches or use Neosporin on the end of the tip of the Q-tip.
Yeah. Or makeup.
Makeup. That's another
makeup
reason.
Or taking some off.
If you shove them in your ear, though, the doctors say that you can shove the earwax deeper in your ear and it gets stuck at that point, and it's trapped in there.
I think that's if you're dumb. I mean, I always twirl mine, and I got alcohol on them, and it comes out with a bunch of earwax on it. But I wouldn't do it to my kids because you never know when a kid's going to flinch or something. It's like, I know I'm not going to flinch when I'm doing it.
Well, studies found that 90% of people believe ears should be cleaned and say they regularly clean their ears of their kids as well, Tom.
The only time I would clean my kids' ears is if I can see the wax sitting there. And even then, I think I would use probably needle-nose pliers instead.
Oh, God.
That way I could just reach in and pull it out.
How about the little hose on the vacuum cleaner? They need an attachment,
that,
the little ear attachment.
Yeah,
what they
a little
need.
Ear attachment.
Yeah, that'd be neat.
77% of the injuries in this study happen when the child took the Q-tip and used it because they saw the parents doing it. So you might not be around, and the kid's like, oh, well, Daddy or Mommy does this, and they get the Q-tip and put it in their ear.
That's sad. I'm going to have to talk to my kids today.
So if you're going to, you know, clean your kids' ears out with Q-tips, mine's going to be like 38. hold on, son. Let Daddy clean your ear, all right?
It's the first time I've done it since she was an infant.
Yeah, I know.
I was scared.
Yeah.
I'm going to pass on that. I don't think I want an old man doing it.
I have to say I've had more injuries with a razor.
Yeah. On a regular basis.
On a regular basis.
Well, you know, I've told you all this information this morning.
Okay.
And I thought maybe that would help. But they say, you know, earwax is good for the ear. So you do want some earwax in there. It lubricates the ear canal.
A little.
Yeah.
You don't want chunks. You don't want it to look like the inside of a bee colony and inside of a honeycomb.
You don't want wax buildup. But
Murphy's oil.
They say there's some drops and stuff like that you can put in there instead of putting a Q-tip in there.
Pledge.
I thought, you know, I've told you all this.
Don't listen.
That's your wax buildup.
Yeah. I've told you all this information, but no one's going to listen to what I've just told them.
I don't know what you said.
They're going to continue to use a Q-tip.
What? Well,
yeah. That's what I'm like. That's why you buy them. You buy them to clean your ears.
Well, I just found some here, and I thought we'd do a Q-tip challenge here on the Hawk and Tom show.
I just cleaned mine the other day, so I don't think I'm going to get a lot.
All right.
Ow!
I failed this test last time
because
I go deep.
Okay. All right.
And I'm not going deep this time.
All right. But you know what? If you're listening, don't try this at home.
Come here and do it.
Okay. I want to see who has the worst ears.
I cleaned mine just the other day. I'm clean.
I cleaned mine on Saturday.
Oh, okay. That one's... Oh, Heidi!
Here's the thing. I don't clean mine just to do it. I do it when they're like it feels like something's running inside of it or it's itching.
Once a week.
But I don't just do it.
Do you not do that? Like because it kind of itches the inside of your ear.
Oh, Lord. Seabiscuit.
It's tickling, Heidi.
Heidi's a freaking dolphin.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a little bit.
Oh, okay, Kato.
I didn't go as deep.
You win.
Can I taste that?
No.
That's
mine
gross.
Or yours?
You know what? That's gross.
No, I didn't realize that.
Hello?
Okay.
We're over here, Kato.
Anyway, just be careful. Be careful.
Yeah, dude.
Says the guy who brought Q-tips in and then told us all to stick them in our ears.
That's where you said not to. We're dumb.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.